Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from our gospel reading, Matthew chapter 11, verses 15. Whoever has ear, let them hear. This is the word of God. Dear brother and sister in Christ Jesus, an older couple had an ongoing, semi-serious discussion about which one of them is losing their hearing. As time went on, this became quite a bone of contention between them. The husband decided he would settle the issue once and for all. While his wife was enjoying a book in the living room, he said in a loud voice, "Dear, would you like a cup of tea?" Upon hearing no response, he progressed to the next room and said again in a firm voice, "Dear, would you like a cup of tea?" Still, there was no reply from his wife. Lastly, he went into the living room and stood directly behind the chair in which his wife was sitting. In an even louder voice, he repeated, "Dear, would you like a cup of tea?" She turned to him with a slightly annoyed expression on her face and replied, "For the third time, yes." You see, most of us can hear it clearly, but there are times when we can't hear at all. Or those other times that we just chose not to hear. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus has just made it very clear what John and his ministry were really all about. John was the prophesied forerunner for the Messiah. John became the capstone of all the prophets and has spoken throughout human history. They had all been pointing toward that moment in time when the Messiah would come. Part of that coming was the coming of Elijah, not in person or reincarnation, but the spirit and mantle of that powerful prophet. From that point in his speech, Jesus changed focus and directed his listener attention on what the fulfillments of John's ministry and should indicate to them that what it actually means. Jesus has validated John's life and his ministry and told his audience, "This is what you have been waiting for. Now pay very close attention to what I am about to say to you. Whoever has ear, let them hear." Today, I'm going to take us just a little different perspective in regard to hearing God's word. You see, many people today, at some point in their life, want to change about themselves. Some want to change their nose, their tummy tuck, their eyes or other part of their bodies to either enlarge it or shrink it. People often think that will change their life or their lifestyle if they go through such operation. Have you ever think that one area of your body to change is your ear? Some of you probably thinking, "My ear's not nice like other. My ears are too small. My ears are too big." We make comment like, "I'm all ears," when someone talks to us. Are we really hearing and listening to the other person? What about God's word to you? Are you listening to God? Listening and doing what he asks of you to further his kingdom? If you are not hearing God's word, maybe your ear needs augmentation, that is to enlarge it, so you can hear God's better, right? Now, before you get all worried, God is probably not going to physically change the size of your ears, but he does want you to better be able to hear him. That's why God said today in our gospel lesson, whoever has ear, let them hear. And also in the book of Revelation, the Apostle John writes, he who has ear, let them hear. God wants people to hear him and what he has to say. In a sense, we need to turn our attention to see what God is saying to us. In another sense, we do maybe really need our ear augmentation so we can hear him better. In order to do this, we need a pre-op, just like a preparation before surgery can take place. Pre-op is first you need to hear God's word. The Apostle John writes, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. You may say to yourself that you are a Christian, a follower of Christ, come to church every week, read your Bible every day, give money to support the church, work and help the poor. But are you truly hearing and believing and trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Second, you need to humble yourself instead of taking pride in yourself that you know everything, you are righteous and you are holy, so you don't need to hear God's word to you. But be careful, pride will stab you on the back and will lead you to the wrong path of life. Jose Cubero, one of the Spain's most brilliant matador, said, "Ballet, the bow has killed me," before he lost consciousness and died. Only 21 years old, he had been enjoying a spectacular career. However, in this 1958 bull fight, Jose made a tragic mistake. He thrust his sword a final time to a bleeding, delirious bull, which then collapsed. Considering the struggle finished, Jose turned to the crowd to acknowledge the applause. The bull, however, was not dead. It rose and lunged at the unsuspecting matador, its horns piercing his back and puncturing his heart. You see, just when we think we finish of pride and just when we think we know it at all, pride will stab us in the back. The psalmist wrote, he guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. Instead of pride in yourself, you need to humble yourself and let the Lord lead you to the path of righteousness. You need God's wisdom and hear his teaching so that he can direct your lives to live and humble before God in all time and in all places. So just as we have pre-op preparing for operation, we need a post-op after the operation. Whenever you leave the hospital, you are going to have certain things that need you to follow up in order for you to take care of yourself, like keeping the surgery area clean and bandages, physical therapy to regain your strength and taking the necessary medication and follow up with the doctor to make sure that you are properly taken care of during your recovery time. You see, in a similar way, when we hear the gospel, God called us to faith, and we need to learn and using what we have learned, we have heard, and putting our faith and trusting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How are we to do this? First, be in the Word. The Apostle Paul's second letter to Timothy, he said, all scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped of every good work. So you can grow and learn to see, hear, and understand God's word. The Apostle James also writes, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it say. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it say is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at self goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues it, not forgetting what they have heard, doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Not just hearing the word, you need to be a doer to apply to your lives and live it. Second, be in prayer and ask God for his knowledge and wisdom. As Paul said, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that come through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God." In a sense, let the Lord give you an ear augmentation, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, you may hear and do what he say to you.
So many times we see Jesus saying in the Gospels, "He who has ears, let him hear." He's not talking about our natural ears primarily. The people in the crowd, they did hear his voice. They did have natural ears, but what Jesus was mainly saying primarily here is we need to have spiritual ears that are attuned to God's voice. And so we need to hear his voice. We need to heed his voice. What Jesus was saying, his whole name, Yeshua, means the Lord is salvation. What he was saying is, "I've come to save you from your sins. I've come to redeem you. I'm your deliverer. I'm your Messiah. I'm the Son of God and the Savior of the world." John the Baptist even attested, "Here comes the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world." And Jesus, he has come to take away your sins and forgive you and bring you to newness of life. And so we need to have those ears that hear his voice. And in an illustration here, we have this Mickey Mouse doll. He doesn't have ears. He came broken, which was kind of unfortunate. And he doesn't necessarily like being without ears and being whole. The Lord wants to make us whole and give us those ears to hear. And so what Jesus said in John 5:24 was, "He who hears my word and believes on him who sent me has eternal life and will not enter into condemnation, for he has passed or crossed over from death to life." Interesting. So we need to have ears to hear. But even more, James 1:22 states that we need to not just be hearers of the word, but we need to be doers of the word, not merely deceiving ourselves. And so if we hear his voice, but we don't obey him, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And we need to follow suit, have those works following our faith. And so what we have here is a dynamic where God has given us these gifts and abilities, our creativities, our spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4. It could be something God has called you to specifically. Sometimes we can measure this by seeing how God has gifted us, what passions he's given us, and then following suit, obeying him, multiplying those talents, just like the faithful servants in Matthew 25. Not burying it in the ground because you're afraid of God and what he might do, but being joyful in multiplying what he's given us because we love him. And so he's given us these gifts. It's a little paintbrush here. It's an illustration of that. But whatever it is, hospitality, service, mercy, evangelism, maybe you're called to be a pastor. Maybe you're called to be a teacher. Whatever it is, you need to follow God and hear his voice. Listen for him and wait on him and then obey. So we need to ultimately have ears to hear. We need to be doers of the word and not just hearers. And may we be found faithful at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Commit all things to him, do all things to his glory, and be blessed. God bless you.
He who has ear, let them hear. In our text, Jesus letting everyone know and hear that the prophecy is being fulfilled in that very hour. It is also say to the same thing to you and I today. As we prepare for the coming of Christ, God have given us ear so we can hear his word to prepare our heart and our mind so that we can be a doer. That is to live out the life of faith in God, sharing his love in the community and throughout the world. That will bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So whoever has ear, let them hear. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.